Chapter 11. Return to the Team. Suddenly they hear voices in the corridor outside. Ricky sees Stacy's face at the glass panel in the door. Someone tries to open the door from the other side. Kyle shouts to Pat to help him keep it shut. Eric is too angry to notice. He hits Ricky on the head. Ricky is on the floor. He can't get up because of his leg. Then he sees his crutches next to the computer table. If he can reach one of them, he grabs Eric's leg and pulls him down. Eric falls, and at that moment, Ricky grabs the crutch and pins him down with it. The door opens with a crash, and Mr. Stockton and some of the senior boys burst into the room. "That's enough, boys," he shouts. "Kaplan, Martin, Jones, go to my office immediately. You're in serious trouble. The police are coming for you." Eric is furious. As the seniors lead him and the others away, he shouts at Ricky and Tony.
"I'm going to finish you. I'm going to break your other leg, Anderson, and yours too, Caruso."
Later, the four friends are in the lunchroom at school when Mr. Stockton walks over to the table. He smiles at the four students. "Kyle, Pat and Eric are not going to be in school for a while. The police are investigating their part in Ricky's accident and the problems with Tony's mom's car. Kyle and Pat aren't going to play basketball this year. Coach says he doesn't want troublemakers on the team." He turns to Ricky. "I see you don't have your crutches anymore, Ricky," he adds. "When are you going to start basketball practice again?"
"Well, the doctor says my leg is much better. I can start playing again next month,"
replies Ricky. "That's good. But take it easy. You don't want to hurt your leg again," says Mr. Stockton. "Now, there's a newspaper reporter in my office who wants to talk to you. He wants to do a story in the local newspaper about Eric and your accidents. Come to my office in 30 minutes. Stacy, Trish, you two girls, too." Later in the afternoon, Ricky and Tony are in the locker room. Tony is getting ready for practice when Anthony comes in and talks to them.
"Kyle Martin and Pat Jones are off the team. Coach says I'm on the team. I'm going to play in the game on Friday night."
"That's great, Anthony. You're a good player. You deserve it,"
says Ricky, smiling.
"I hope your leg gets better and you can start playing again soon, Ricky,"
replies Anthony.
"We're going to be a fantastic team this year."
They walk out onto the basketball court. Ricky sits down to watch the practice session. He thinks,
"Now all the trouble's finished. I just want to play basketball."